Hello, fellow Roboteers. I am Ali, the driver of Big Day 3, and welcome to the podcast on the fifth episode in the ninth series of Robot Wars. And this is the one you've been waiting for, because it's Apollo versus Carbide. You might have already seen on the website for ARC Robotics that I've already put up at least two podcasts about Apollo and Carbide fighting already, and you may have already seen my thoughts on those in their very raw emotional state. But now I'm going to do a slightly more reserved style of podcast than as my usual style is. So I'm going to start, as always, with the first group stage. But there's no one explaining that the pit is only down for a limited period of time. There seems to be a running theme of just not explaining how the Dial of Doom works. I'd like this to be clarified, please. This is really getting on my nerves. So regardless of that, they start off with Apollo, saying that he can now lift up to 5 tons. That's incredible. Although, the robot's still carrying some scars from Carbide. So we also have Rusty in there as well, who's an untested Fifferbot as well. Miss Nightshade, who is, I think, is one to watch, a Spikebot of sorts, as they describe her in the opening stages. But I'm not sure that really fits the description, because she also had some other interesting weapons. If you look on the website, she has an interesting array of defensive tools which can be used to stop her being pitted, and some other interesting facets which we may get to see in the first fight. And finally, Coyote, who has the dual weapons of a grabber and chainsaw tail, so kind of a mixture of the old star Matilda and Cerberus. Although that's when Angela tries to get the audience to call the character name. It sounds a bit like the Wolves from Impact Wrestling. Of, you have to watch the Wolves. They are really good as a wrestling team. Or, to be fair, it also sounds a bit like an American Indian. A little bit, the crowd. It's a bit misleading. Anyway, so, JP starts off the night by saying that this could be flipping awesome, thanks to Apollo and Rusty. It does look a bit like an All-Star Robot Wars battle because of Coyote in there. That said, Apollo takes out Rusty almost immediately. Bits are flying off him, and whilst Coyote and Miss Nightshade have a bit of a tussle, Miss Nightshade holding her own until Apollo basically flips her over. Her petals can't flip back over, that's not been tested. And Coyote is occasionally flipped by Apollo, but still going, and Rusty ultimately is, there's so many bits off him that they can't surf right, and that's it. It's Apollo and Coyote through. That's all I can say on that group stage, really. So we come to group stage two, Carbide, Crackers and Smash, Mega Mouse, who are the evolutionary descendants of Mighty Mouse, the tiny little robots from the old series, and who are now supported by Charles the Cheese, who is a classic lap machine wedge design. So see if someone gets that reference in Robot Wars history. And finally, Trolley Rage as well, which I think is a great name. It's an Exterminator-style robot. So there's 6 robots in the arena for this, because of the cluster bots, and we have Circulos as well in there. Carbide takes out Crackers and Trolley Rage to begin with very quickly. The front armor of Trolley Rage is gone. Very balanced, though, is Carbide, even though it makes a massive hit on the robots. And Mega Mouse and Smash take on the carcass of Trolley Rage. Carbide works on Smash, meanwhile, and then Mega Mouse did quite well, until Carbide destroyed the Mega Mouse's wheel completely. So Carbide and Crackers and Smash go through there. Smash took a lot of hits, but still looked very well to Carbide. That's one to watch there, really. As JP put it, Carbide made Mega Mouse's wheel go into space, and into several spaces, it looks like, because it just disintegrated, really, after that hit. Dara becomes God by saying, "What I give to you, I take away," by referring to Mega Mouse. But I didn't realise that Mega Mouse had a disabled driver in their team in the build-up, so that's nice to see. I'm a big fan of supporting those in society who are disabled, so Mega Mouse flying the flag for Robot Wars there in that situation. Carbide made a reference to the two cluster bots, so too many robots. Smash took a big hit from Carbide that needs repairing, although Crackers did fairly well overall. And so, we come to the first group battle, Apollo versus Carbide. If you want my true reaction on this battle, see the podcast that I did, Apollo versus Carbide Controversy. But generally speaking, Apollo's flipper managed one flip on Carbide. It didn't go too well. They missed the one opportunity to get Carbide and going. And then after that, Carbide manages a few hits on Apollo. And Apollo get bits thrown off them, particularly their front flipper. And after that, they're immobilized for a set amount of time. But that amount of time, apparently, according to Mentor and the BBC, the judges, and anyone else involved in the countdown, is completely arbitrary, because they'll count them out, even though they're moving before the timer goes out. And that's not meant to happen. That's very weird. Either counter didn't work, or someone's not obeying the rules. So that battle, I think, should have gone on for longer, although that said, Carbide probably would have won anyway. But it's hypothetical, you can't say for certain. I do not rest my case on that one yet, because I'd like to hear more evidence on what happened there exactly. Was that a TV mistake? Or was that a case of Apollo actually working before the time went down? In which case, someone's broken the rules, and I am not happy with that at all. Then on to the second head-to-head, we have Cracker Smash versus Coyote. It's a good thing Coyote has two weapons because the chainsaw appears to have stopped working, they can't fix it in time. Can Cracker Smash be successful like Gemini? In the arena, we have Matilda and Tequila Lot. This is a theme of the episode, is that we have Cracker Smash initially starting off with just one robot smashing into the opponent and the other one trying to do something else, or stopping to begin with, letting one of them doing something to the other robot and just sitting there and just sort of twiddling their thumbs, which is really poor teamwork. This surely would count against them in terms of control. Gemini were fantastic in the old series for being able to maneuver themselves in such a way to try and flip the opponent almost immediately sometimes. As a result, Smash is caught by a Coyote and forced into Dead Metal. When they start working together, they are actually quite good, but there's still support control involved. Crackers manages to release the Roadhouse Robot Mode. Dead Metal has Smash, who hits their teammate after being released, which sends them flying across the arena, and yet another House Robot is released by Roadhouse Robot Mode. And this time Matilda takes on Coyote. The Coyote is still mobile afterwards and dangerous. Smash pushes Coyote into the side wall, and Crackers is fried by Demeter, the flame pit. Crackers is eventually moving, but no one else apparently. Everyone, and they believe that after the judge's decision that Coyote lost out there, they believe that Smash did not have more than the damage required to count out the entire Clusterbot. But Coyote was also immobilized first, so it's probably a fair result. In the meantime, Coyote's jaws need to be repaired, and so do bits of Crackers and Smash. But Crackers and Smash proving a surprise package here. Well, we've got Apollo versus Coyote now. Lots of repairs for both sides, and ultimately Apollo are in control, flipping Coyote multiple times. That's really the story of this battle here. Coyote is in real trouble, which is a real shame because I quite like their design. How many times can Apollo flip their opponent? This is not looking good for Coyote at all. And they're on the sidewall here, and Apollo flip Coyote out of the arena. And Apollo side is circling the House of Robots menacingly here. Almost takes on Tequila Lot, but ends up running away. Angela enjoyed that, and so did the crowd, the fact that Apollo stood up the House of Robots once again. Some more damage to Coyote, and can they fix it before the next battle? I was under the impression that you had to go in with a mobile weapon. But we'll come back to that. Before that, though, we have Sefu and Dara talking about humanoid robots in space. This is the first reference to Edinburgh University, which is where Sefu works. He explains how hard it is for a humanoid to be human by recognizing depth and texture information. Aside from the slight grammar error from Sefu saying much more easier, this would surely have enraged English teachers everywhere. This is a short and sweet explanation of humanoid exploration in space in the future, because the idea here is that robots with humanoid-like features will be able to walk in space and do jobs that are dangerous for humans. So it's one to watch for there. After this now, we have Crackers Smash versus Carbide. Crackers Smash, potentially an illegal maneuver from Crackers Smash here by not having any active weapons at all. I thought that was one of the criteria, was that you needed a weapon moving on one of the robots before you went into the arena, but apparently that's not the case because they have no weapon and they're taking on Carbide as two Rambots. Carbide gets on top, Smash is flipped by the floor flipper. It is invertible though. They push Carbide around a bit, but after a huge number of hits on Crackers, Carbide sends Smash into the arena sidewall and breaks the sidewall, stopping the match. After this, Crackers and Smash just forfeit the match altogether. Some interesting tactics there. But ultimately, will it pay off for the next round? We shall find out. Because they don't seem to have suffered too much damage. So on to head-to-head 5 is Coyote versus Carbide. So Carbide going in twice in a row. After the last debacle, can Coyote do the unthinkable? But it's that noise from Carbide is incredible. It's like listening to him to disc all over again. I'm starting to get goosebumps in my arms. And Coyote survived not one but two hits from Carbide. It looks like Carbide are struggling to contain their own recoil. However, Coyote are taken by Tequila Lot and are being barbecued. And I feel that Coyote might survive this, but no, commentator's curse. Carbide are ripping bits off Coyote in the process. Carbide get Coyote onto the floor flipper and destroy them. Is JP here trying to hide the sheer power Carbide by blaming the exit of Coyote on Tequila Lot barbecuing them rather than the insane power Carbide? Possibly. That's what I think. And you can probably see why. So we come to the last head-to-head before the heat final. Apollo vs. Crackers and Smash. Apollo are not underestimating their opponents as a Clusterbot. Could an upset be on the cards here for Apollo? Crackers and Smash survived well against Carbide, but it's their first time against Apollo. No pressure here then. More control issues for Crackers and Smash possibly, or just poor team control? Only one of them goes to attack Apollo, and I believe it's Smash. Crackers goes for the pit. Smash ends up in the Dead Metal's claws briefly. Good flip from Apollo into Crackers, and Smash is also flipped. That was quite a big flip from Apollo there. Apollo manages to release Rurikouske robots on this one, and Deadmetal's on Crackers, and Kilot's on Apollo. Or is he? He seems to be running away. And we're not entirely sure if this is because Kilot's genuinely afraid of being flipped by Apollo, or if that is the end of House Ro Rurikouske Robot Mode. It's not made very clear. It looks like Apollo in the end had some fun with Smash, and Apollo ultimately gets a judge decision. So now we come to the heat final of Apollo versus Carbide. So there's a review of Apollo versus Carbide compared to the battles of old, like Roadblock versus Cassius, Chaos 2 versus Pussycat, etc., etc. If Chaos 2 and Hypnodisc ever face each other again, etc., 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 etc. And after quite a bruising encounter between the two, Apollo's eventually hit for six, bits of him flying everywhere. Carbide seems to just be the only one with an active weapon this time. Again, I don't know if Apollo's weapon did actually work or if they were just trying to preserve the weapon to stop being damaged. Carbide win. And Zekilo have some fun with Apollo in the end. Apollo do try to use their weapon after the Caesar's called, when Zekilo put them on the flame pit, but this seems to backfire because it gets heavily damaged by Zekilo. And as Dara says, the king is dead, long live the king. What on earth do I make of that episode? Wow. Wow. I think it's seriously the most controversial episode, no doubt about it. Some interesting moments. Are they simply trying to hide Carbide and its potential there? I think they are. Something seems to have gone horribly wrong in the Apollo Carbide match, where it seems like either the technical team or one of the TV team seems to have got something wrong in the communication of whether Apollo was actually out at that point, although that's a bit of a moot point considering what happened in the heat final. And I always thought that you needed at least one active weapon in the arena, and on at least one occasion you did not have that. So maybe that should have counted as an instant disqualification for Crack Smash and well, I would say Apollo, but then we saw his weapon working at the end. So at least Crack Smash for one battle. Call it tactics or call it illegal, I'm not entirely sure. But I think that one's going to have to be left to the judges, and by that I mean the audience, who watch Robot Wars regularly. But at the end of the day, not a terrible episode. There was a good amount of tactics involved. I wasn't overly numbed by the damage done by Carbide, because there was a lot of good defense going on. And Tiki smashed him very well against Carbide, ultimately. And Coyote, I liked the look of Coyote, the ambition they had, but just didn't work in the end, really, against the sheer power of Apollo and Carbide. What else can I say about Coyote? It had the designs of old, some of the ambitious designs they had back in the day, thinking multiple weapons is better than no weapons. But at the end of the day, like I say, it's just the sheer power of these new robots which just puts paid to having multiple weapons sometimes. So I'll leave it there. And the final apparently is in 2 weeks' time. So I've been Ali, the Drive Big Day 3, and thank you very much for listening.